God bless.
Any question?
Any doubts, any questions? You can wear same types of clothes, your belts may be loose, if you are wearing petticoat with knots, you can loosen your knots. Don't have a heavy meal in the afternoon, if you can. You eat, but not very heavy. What else? Nothing. And at least in the last half an hour or 1 hour, don't drink water or tea also, if you can help it. Okay? No questions to me?
Yes.
I didn't hear. Maya! That word is fascinating. To the Indian mind, that word is most fascinating. Maya means a sort of attachment to. Maya means a sort of attachment to. It can be an attachment to your dog, to your child, to your husband and wife, to money, to possession, to power. It is an attachment. This attachment arises out of the avidya as to the real values of things. One may value rupees, one may value knowledge, one may value love, one may value anything else. These are wrong values which make us attach ourselves to something. Now the word Maya was therefore a little changed over the years, over the centuries, to mean this is illusory. This is illusory in the sense that it is not with you permanently. Some of us, therefore, imagine a heaven where we will go after death. There we will have also all these things. Even the heaven became Maya. Maya in absolute pure meaning, in absolute pure meaning, is misunderstanding. Pure meaning is misunderstanding. Maya. Maya is misunderstanding of anything. I may call this paper. Tomorrow science will come with something, something, something and give a different name to it. Okay? Like that. So everything there is a different meaning as we proceed. It is not wrong to be attached. It is not wrong to be attached. It is human nature to be attached. But when we are attached to a thing, which in comparison to what we should get ourselves attached to, is not realized, then it is not proper. For example, however much I may get attached to my child, I have not seen, because my eyes have a very sharp focus, I have not seen whether my very child was my own father or mother in last birth, or my enemy in my last birth. See, our focus is not extended. Then you will be able to see 50, 100 lives in the past. And when you meet people, you like to close your eyes more often. And you'll be afraid to call someone father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter. Then you know the real path. And what karma will that person bring along with? Not being able to see, you get attached soon. The minute the focus extends, when we can see over a few lifetimes, then we go slowly, because we find that we are all equally related to each other. You get my point? So, as you realize, your attachment becomes a little less and more meaningful. But if you say, oh, this is all Maya, don't do that. If you consider this wall as Maya, strike your head and find out whether it is Maya. See? So don't close your eyes and say it is all Maya. Go step by step and realize for yourself by extending your focus as to what exactly the word Maya means. And Yoga Sutra, the first thing it will do is to extend your focus. So that by realization you will find what is meant by Maya. And not tired like say, oh, all this is Maya, we have to leave behind and go. We don't know where we are going. We don't know from where we have come and we only talk. Let therefore your focus extend. See from where you have come. See where what you were. Then you will be able to talk more sensibly and use the word Maya more sensibly. You get my point? So instead of just perhaps like speaking what we have heard or read, now we shall extend our five senses, extend the power of our brain and mind, extend our focus to see in reality what we have never seen before. That is the purpose of Yoga Sutra. But it requires hard work. Let me tell you that. It requires very hard work. And the more serious you are, the better the result. It is up to you. I am unnecessarily bringing in philosophy when we have actually to do something. Every alternate month will philosophize. But not purely philosophize, we shall be trying to understand the Yoga Sutra. We'll read out the sutra, then what do they wish to convey? What is the mind of Sage Patanjali? What does he wish to convey? That we shall see one month. Parallel to it, we'll do the phase exercise. So as we go more and more over the sutras, the exercise will go on changing. So after phase 6, you will be ready for something. Provided you are serious and you work hard. Question? Any question? Thank you. Let man take classes with you. It is a series of exercises. That means in series it will go on changing as the body requires it. In 6 phases it will be. In 6 phases, the dormant points in our body-brain system, the animal cells in our body-brain system have to be brought to some respectable place.
The one in what place you have mentioned, if I am not mistaken, because I think that the new chemicals will be introduced are not there in the body.
You see, the body-brain system is a chemical laboratory. But today, the state of our body and mind cannot take those chemicals. So the function of creating that chemical has not started, like the function of insulin, like the function of iodine, like the function of salt, like the function of acid that takes place today. The function of these type of chemicals have not started. You are being equipped with nature, by nature. As you prepare your body, those functions will start. You get my point? And those chemicals will start flowing. And if they have to do certain mutation, bring about certain mutation, they will do it. That is the whole purpose. Because yoga sutras are supposed to be tantric yoga practices. There is no hocus pocus behind it. If 100 people do it, 100 people must get the same result. One may get it in 6 months, one may get it in 9 months, that's a different point. One may get it in 1 lifetime, one may get it in 3 lifetimes, that's a different, depends upon the effort put in. But must give the same result. And that is why yoga sutras are scientific yoga sutras. Get the point?
Theoretically, I'm learning this. If the introduction of chemicals can bring about the mutation of change, by external application of those chemicals, can it change the world?
This is one of the infinitesimal changes that will take place. There are certain government centers that are supposed to work in a particular manner. They will also. Otherwise, I'll give you loads of chemicals and you will not be a different person. You might die, because the body won't be able to take it. If the body is not systematically raised as a system, body-brain system, it will collapse. It will outwardly bring in some chemicals as a dose and take it. The body has to be upgraded. You get me? And step by step upgraded. Awareness is to be upgraded. All this has to be done. Otherwise tomorrow, if I say time to prepare dose of chemicals, then the body will collapse and die. Because the body is not upgraded. Get my point? Bull. Okay, so we meet next month.